Hello and welcome to a short and sweet Polly Pocket Yoga Nidra practice. A short yoga nidra practice today lovingly blessed and infused with some quotes and the healing energy of one of the greats, the poet Rumi. So first, get yourself supremely comfortable. Feather your nest, whether you're in your bed or on the floor, the couch, whatever makes sense for where you're at, for who you are today, in this moment. And gather all the things that you may need for this rest nest. Whatever pillows, blankets, eye coverings, rolled towels, cozy socks, crystals and stones, essential oils, your teddy bear, anything and everything that you need to assist you with creating your nest today. And as you are adjusting and settling and wiggling, squiggling, shimmying, of course, maybe some tense and release, some silly faces, some big yawns, stretching out the jaw. As you're settling, I want you to just listen, not intellectualize or try to remember or analyze the words. Just do you, do your thing, get cozy, and just listen, ears and heart wide open, soaking up this poem, these healing words by Rumi. There is a place where words are born of silence. A place where the whispers of the heart arise. There is a place where voices sing your beauty. A place where every breath carves your image in my soul. And if you wish, if you haven't done so already, close down your eyes. Take a huge breath in, and after you sigh it out completely, maybe make some noise, become aware of this moment. Just be awareness itself here, without effort, without judging. Notice whatever words or thoughts, sensations or feelings that are arising, coming and going, and just observe. Aware of this moment as awareness itself. Now, as awareness itself, notice how you are held by the earth below you. Notice the sounds off in the distance, moving attention sound to sound without needing to identify the source. And gradually bringing your attention closer to any sounds around the body, inside the space that you're in. And hearing the sound of your own breathing. And notice the rise and fall of your chest and belly. As awareness itself, notice the physical meeting points between your body and the surface you are connected to. Continue to notice your natural breathing. And consider now your intention, or sankalpa, for this session. If you'd like, you can use some ideas inspired by Rumi, choosing something in the present tense, often starting with the words I am, or I. I am the soul. I am boundless. I am infinite. I am connected to the wisdom of my soul. Or if you prefer to choose something else, of course, choose what feels best and good and right. And repeat your sankalpa now from the heart, from your soul, 3 times mentally, with feeling, and with faith. Know that your intention is now planted like a seed inside the subconscious, your heart, your mind, your body, your soul. Now simply invite, acknowledge, and observe anything in your awareness. Again, just be awareness itself. Without needing to control it, cling to it, or run from it. Just observe. Continue to notice your breathing. Feel your breath as awareness itself. And feel the breath in your face. Feel the breath in your entire head. Breathing into your arms, your hands and fingertips, breathing in the chest, the belly, the back, pelvis, legs, feet, and breathing through the tips of your toes. Where do you feel energy in your body? In this moment, simply invite, acknowledge, and observe energy manifesting and flowing, maybe pulsing throughout your whole body. Just feel here. Observe as awareness itself. And now you will rotate consciousness through different centers or energetic points of the body. As you hear the word, become aware of each center, each body part, and breathe into it. Be aware of your whole right side of the body. Be aware of the right hand and the right hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the right wrist, right lower arm, the elbow, upper arm, the right shoulder, armpit, right side chest, right ribs, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right pinky toe as awareness itself. Now be aware of the whole left side of your body. Feel your left hand and the left hand thumb. First finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, left elbow, upper arm, left shoulder joint, armpit, left side chest, ribs, waist, left hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left pinky toe. Now be aware of the whole left side of your body. Now become aware of your whole right leg, your whole left leg, sensing both legs together, the whole of your right arm, the whole of your left arm, both arms together, the whole of the spine and back side, the whole of the front side of your body, the whole of your face and head, the legs, arms, back, front, and head all together. Aware of your whole body together. Witnessing the whole body together as awareness itself. Resting in this awareness, another poem by Rumi called "The Breeze at Dawn." Just listen and absorb it all. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the doorsill where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. Now focus on the space between your eyebrows, landing here right where your forehead is, using your third eye, and imagine different scenes inspired by Rumi. See, sense, feel birds flying across a sunset. Birds flying across a sunset. Wind blowing flowers in a field. Wind blowing flowers in a field. The Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy. A full moon in the midst of silence. A full moon in the midst of silence. A clear blue sky, a clear blue sky, a vast ocean, a vast ocean, breeze through the trees, breeze through the trees, golden sap running down a tree, golden sap running down a tree, dancing in celebration, dancing in celebration. The taste of rich, dark chocolate. The taste of rich, dark chocolate. Now listen as awareness itself to these healing words from Rumi. There is nothing outside of yourself. Look within. Everything you want is there. You are that. Be aware of your breath. The breath flowing throughout the entire body. Body breathing in. Body breathing out. And as body breathes you, remember your intention for this session. Repeating your Sankalpa with feeling, with faith, 3 more times. And what are you aware of in this moment? Is there perhaps some inner wisdom that is just bursting forth? Something for you to finally listen to? That clarity you've been seeking? Hear, sense, and feel this with every cell of your being now. You have all the answers. Listen for them, receive them now. Develop awareness of your body and your breathing and whatever sensations you notice here. Become aware of your arms and your legs, your hands and your feet, your fingertips and your toe tips. Aware of your whole body fully supported. Noticing those meeting points between your body and the surface that holds you, that cradles you here. Develop an awareness of the room and the sounds in the room. And when you are ready, you can slowly deepen, lengthen the breath. Perhaps slowly move your body. Shimmy, stretch, whatever feels best for you. Maybe stillness for a little while longer. Beginning our journey back up to the surface in whatever way makes sense for you. Listening to these final words from Rumi. In this world of love, we are the hidden treasure. We are the owners of eternity. With my hands at my heart center, may you feel rested and inspired by the healing words, the poetry of Rumi, and the healing words, the poetry, the wisdom of your soul. I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra as awareness itself is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.